You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. All of my longtime subscribers know that whenever me and the family go on a camping trip, I give you guys a bit of a breakdown as to how it went and the family conversations that we had. Of course, this time, no different. However, I do want to start off with the meat sack actually trying to give me a shit test. Gentlemen, no matter how long you've been with a woman, if you are in a relationship, she will subconsciously shit test you. It's up to you to see it coming and be prepared to act accordingly. Now, the first day of the camping trip, we meet at her house. And I have a little cough. No big deal. You know, I was drinking something and it went down the wrong pipe. Of course, I tried to explain it away. Now, of course, the kids were there and they're like, "Oh, Daddy, you might have the Charlie 19. And I'm like, "Yeah, right. Whatever." So the meat sack, being a nurse, she has access to a whole lot of the rapid Charlie 19 tests. So she pulls one out and was like, "Hey, I want you to take this test." To which I said, "No, I'm not going to take this test." So then she tries to call my bluff and say, "Well, if you don't want to take the test, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't go on the trip with us." To which I said, "Oh, okay. You're trying to call my bluff. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's the money for my portion of the trip, and I'm going to go back home." And she was like, "What? Are you serious? You're going to mess up the whole family trip because you don't want to take the test? Here's the money for my portion of the trip." And I turned around, and as soon as I grabbed the handle to leave her place, she was like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. No, 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 please don't go." And I looked around and said, "Listen, I don't have to deal with stupid little tests like this anymore. I put up with this for far too many years. Now that me and you live in separate residences, I don't have to put up with any of your crap. I'm going to give you this one. But if you get out of line with me at any point on this trip, I will get in my car and I will fucking leave." End of conversation. However, it's what she said immediately afterward that made me smile. And matter of fact, I giggled my motherfucking ass off when she said this. "You're not the same man that I married." I said, "No, correction. I'm not the same man from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I would have probably took the test because at that point we were still living together. However, 2 years changes a whole lot of things." So at that point, the kids were like, "Wow, Dad, you really have reverted back to your old self." I said, "Yeah, and it's a good thing. Anyway, let's all head out now that we got this out of the way." So, of course, the next day, we're talking about, you know, my daughter's 21st. We're planning on taking her to Vegas. "Oh, why? Why?" Well, I know why for me, but you know what? to hell with it. I don't give a rat's ass. But we were talking about that, and then we start talking about gambling, and the lottery came up. So everybody was talking about, you know, what would they do if, you know, they won the lottery, blah, 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 blah. So the meat sack asked me, I said, well, don't you remember what I told you when we first got married? She's like, what? I said, well, if I won the lottery and I won a significant amount, I will do the lump sum. I will give you your half, divorce you, and send you on about your business. She was like, you still have not changed your thought process on that. I'm like, no. Remember, I am a man of my word, good or bad. And she was like, you know, as much as I hate to say this, I have to respect you because that is true. You are a man of your word. Everything you told me that you wanted to do or plan to do, you've done it. Some things I may not like, but I have to respect you for keeping your word. Now, of course, the kids talked about what they would do, and she started talking about work. And I'm like, listen, we're on a family trip. Work is the last thing that I want to hear about. Okay, this is fun. This is relaxation. I'm like, don't you have a life beside work? And of course, she looked at me and it was like something in her just snapped. I literally broke something in her when I asked that question because she looked down and was like, no, I don't have anything beside work. And that was when I knew. Wall hit complete. Oh, that was a lovely sight for me. I knew at that point I won. I won. Now, I could have took that time to run a victory lap. But of course, I decided to twist the knife just a little bit deeper. So I'm like, oh, so basically, you've got nothing beside work. That's it. She's like, yeah, social life, dead. You know, dating life, dead. Pretty much all I have is my job. I said, oh, so sad, so sad. Well, I got more than that. I still have fun. I still go to the gym. And guess what? I still have my ways to get my desires met. AKA, I got money. Now, of course, that circled back to the lottery conversation. So then I told her, yeah, I will send you on your way and I would have a steady rotation of hot little junior college girls. Now, of course, she tried to say, oh my God, you're so creepy, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, you can call me a creep. You can call me, as the Japanese would say, hentai. You can call me skebe, all of it. I thoroughly accept it. Yeah, if I have the money, guess what? I'm going to surround myself with young, hot Asian women until I kill over and die. That's how I would live the rest of my life if I won the lottery. Boy, just the look on her face, knowing that she's been utterly defeated. The wall has thoroughly claimed her. Oh, such a wonderful sight. Such a wonderful sight. Boy, my black heart almost skipped a beat when she finally admitted that that she was done. And the best part about it, she knows in her heart of hearts, she can never return to my castle. Oh, it's wonderful. It is wonderful. Now, speaking of marriage, my son and his girlfriend of at least 6 years might be getting married. Now, of course, I told him, as much as I don't want you to do this, however, I'm not going to go back on my stance of letting you kids live your life. And if you need to make mistakes, I'm going to let you make the mistake. Now, I said, if you're going to do this, I want you to go in armed with all the knowledge that I can give you about the family court, about domestic violation, you know, kids, all of it. I can't stop you. At least I can arm you. That way you're not going into this thing blind. Now, I'm not gonna lie. He's with a good woman. Good family. Good stock. But still, you know, I just don't want him to go in blind. So I say, listen. Everything you need to do, pay the money to do it. Pay a divorce attorney to sit down and have a consultation about the future. You're saying you might not have any assets now. However, you don't know. You might hit it big one day. Just saying. Do everything that you can do to get all the information that you can get. Take $1,000, go sit down with a legitimate divorce and family law attorney and ask them, what do I have to lose in the future? But other than that, as long as you go in with your eyes wide open and all the information, hey, I'm gonna pull back. Pretty much, that's all I can do. Now, of course, the meat sack was like, oh my God, don't try to scare him out of marriage and all that stuff. To which I just simply turned and looked at her and said, look how fucked up we are in marriage. We're the worst example of a married couple to try to tell somebody else to get married. Now, of course, when I said that, she was just shocked. You would never say something like that. I'm like, look, I have no reason to hold my tongue about anything anymore. And she was like, yeah, I noticed that. You've become even more brutally honest now that we've been separated. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and I love it. I love it. I don't have to spare your feelings anymore to try to keep peace in a house. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Don't have to do it. So, yeah, conversations with me, oh, they're going to be very lively because I'm not holding back anymore. Now, of course, my daughter, she's just like, you know what, whatever. I'm going to continue to live my life. She recently got a job and I'm proud of her. First thing I told her when she told me, hey, Dad, I got this job at this burger joint. I said, daughter, I'm proud of you. Why? Because you're earning your honest dollars. It's not glorious work. It's not glamorous, but you are being a productive member of society. And I have to congratulate you and I have to be proud of you for doing that. And she was like, yeah, I figured you would say that. But yeah, I'm proud of my daughter. You know, she could have went any other route, but she decided, you know what? I'm just going to go the good route. And she told me, she's like, yeah, some of her friends from high school are actually on OnlyFans. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Some of the girls I actually knew, I actually met them. But it was what she told me that made me extraordinarily proud as a father. She said, "Dad, I know if I did something like that, you would disown me on the spot." I said, "Yes, you are right. I would." Yep. But that makes me proud to let me know that I did my job as a father. Up until now, she hasn't done anything like that. And hey, makes me feel good. But I'm going to go ahead and close this out because I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And this is not even going to be about women in society. This is just my personal family and how we do things. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.